that was had doing Art Garden together with Rebecca this year. And that was, so we've had so much fun over the years. But however, thank you, Echo. So, however, there's been challenges. Maintaining the garden has not been without its struggles. After the first couple of summer seasons, it became evident that we needed to work on what else was going on around the garden plots. For example, the big old oak tree on the east side of the garden, which is so good for shade and cool on those hot, steamy days, but not so good for vegetables and fruit in the growing season. The overhead canopy shields the sun, and they need and the need for growth and its thirsty roots compete for water and nutrients. And at times, there's been tension when a gardener's special vegetable or two has disappeared, and we've later learned that it's been picked by a passerby, not one of our creatures in the garden. So like other areas in our life, we encounter disappointment, frustration, and pain in the garden too. And I think that these might be some of the labor pains of creation that Paul spoke of in today's gospel reading. But I do believe that though in those times of challenge, Jesus speaks to us, and he has done in the garden. With regard to our dilemma of the oak tree, we were led to reshape our vision and create a native plant section in those areas under the tree. These new areas work together with the sunny side of the garden to provide food and shelter for our local wildlife, for the birds, the squirrels, the butterflies, and all sorts of other insects that help our ecosystem as well. We are still praying for help with the disappearance of produce. In 2013, our garden received an award of recognition from the City of Toronto. Rachel, could you help me? So we have two awards. The first was from the city, and the second we received last year. We have been certified as a wildlife-friendly habitat by the Canadian Wildlife Federation. Rachel's one of our gardeners, by the way, the Crone family. We were out together yesterday. So in addition to being grounds for challenge, growth, and community, the garden also offers a place of peace and hope. Cool school kids have made garden art, hunted for treasures, and learned about garden-friendly bugs, which, by the way, are all bugs. We as a congregation have sung carols by candlelight in the garden on Christmas Eve, combined with placing rose petals in the neighbors' gardens as an act of peace. And we have prayed for strangers needing hope and encouragement. I want to share with you a story of one of our gardeners. She gave me permission to share this. She had hoped to be here today, but has family visiting, so she couldn't be here. Her name is Luann, and she's a friend of Jill's. Luann lives in an apartment with no balcony or place to plant a garden. And through Jill, she heard about our community plots and joined us 2 years ago. Last year, Luann would tell us about her mum back in, I think it's Grenada, I'm not sure, St. Vincent, and the beautiful vegetables and flowers that her mum would grow. Luann would talk to her mum every day and compare the plants that they were growing. I sometimes saw Luann talking to her mum on the phone from her garden plot. It was a great image to see. Clearly, though, they were very close, and the garden was something tangible that kept them close through those years or through that time. Luann's mum died suddenly last year, and Luann was heartbroken. She still misses her mum deeply, but the garden has brought her great comfort and is really helping her to heal. If you go by the garden, you will see the sign that Luann made for her mum. It has the name Gloria in big letters written on it. So appropriate. Through the redeeming grace of Jesus, Luann is being healed, and she feels hopeful. I know this because I have spoken to her frequently, and I spoke to her this weekend, and she's doing well. She still needs prayer. She still needs love, and I think the garden is doing that for her. The garden at the Res has been a place of growth in my walk with Christ and calls out to us as a community of faith to continue that journey alone and together, knowing that his hand will steady and guide us in this world that is sometimes heavy with challenges, pain, and despair. I'd like to just finish with a quote that I found by Mother Teresa. I think it's appropriate. We alone cannot change the world, but we can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. So before I close in prayer, I want to encourage and invite you, if you would like to become involved in the garden or have ideas about increasing the community aspect of the garden, to speak to one of us, or to Sean, or to Julie. And now, please pray with me. This is a David Adam prayer. David Adam is of the Celtic Christian tradition. Lord God, creator of all, open our eyes to beauty, open our minds to wonder, open our ears to others, and open our hearts to you. Amen.